Twice in the past 10 days, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has called for armed international peacekeepers to be stationed in the Middle East. Mr. Annan says armed peacekeepers could help stop suicide bombings against Israeli civilians while helping to create a new security for Palestinians. Mr. Annan says the Palestinians need to rebuild their shattered economy and the law and order offices of the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinians have been calling for some kind of international observers since the recent fighting began 18 months ago. But Israel rejects peacekeepers. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says his country would only consider a small group of observers headed by the United States. Here to discuss the Secretary General's call is the UN's Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, Mr. Jean-Marie Guéhenno. Mr. Guéhenno, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Can you tell me what specifically Mr. Annan is calling for?
The Secretary General foresees a coalition of the willing, so not blue helmets, but a very robust force that would have to be sufficiently strong, sufficiently military capable to ensure, of course, the protection of the force and also to deter acts by its very presence.
Israel has been resistant to the idea of peacekeepers. Could this really happen, that we would have armed peacekeepers with a robust mission?
I don't think that at the moment there is on the table any alternative, credible solution to move things forward. It requires, of course, a lot of thought. There are questions that will have to be addressed. I think it can happen.
If peacekeepers are deployed, where exactly could they be stationed?
The exact stationing of the peacekeepers would have to be worked out with both parties, but they would be deployed, in essence, in the presently occupied territory.
What about Jerusalem?
That will have to be discussed.
If there are UN peacekeepers and they're in the territories, what happens if violence continues? What could peacekeepers do in that type of situation?
Well, I think that the deployment of the peacekeepers would lead to a gradual improvement of the security situation. The Secretary General has been very clear that this is not a risk-free proposal. There are risks entailed. We believe there are calculated risks. We believe that the alternative to let things continue as they are in the Middle East is worse, that the two parties need a strong third party to extricate themselves from the terrible situation in which they now are. Doesn't mean that it would be easy.
Would there be an exit strategy for the operation?
The exit strategy is indeed to make progress on the peace process so that we reach a new situation where we can address the security concerns of both parties in a different way, in a cooperative way.
Is that a permanent option? Does that mean peacekeepers would need to stay there for good?
Not at all. I think we cannot anticipate what would be the final arrangement. What I think is important today is to create the conditions for a peace process to get restarted. And without the presence of a strong multinational force, it's doubtful that a ceasefire could hold. It's doubtful that the peace negotiation could therefore take off the ground.
Mr. Jean-Marie Guéhenno, the Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations at the United Nations. Thank you, Mr. Guéhenno.
Thank you.